I had been told before that on PEB, good afternoon, everybody. I would like to welcome you to our conference committee on Senate Bill 93. It's June 19th, 2015. And for those who have not been in a conference committee, it's pretty clear we have an amendment that we're ready to adopt. Senator Cruz is going to do the script, and we adopt the amendment, and then we adopt move the bill, and
as long as everybody agrees.
As long as everyone agrees.
And so there's that.
Okay.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
I know. Okay. Also, I would like to thank everybody. It was blood, sweat, and tears as far as I was concerned. We do have an amendment, and I will discuss the fiscal as soon as you.
Madam Chair, you need to open a work session.
Okay, I open a work session on Senate Bill 93B.
I know.
And the purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to Senate Bill 93B. Legislative Council has drafted proposed conference committee amendments to Senate Bill 93B, and all of you should have a copy of the B414 amendments in front of you. And Sandy, will you please explain the amendment?
Do I have a copy of it?
No. It was on
everybody
all
but me?
Well,
thank you.
He can read mine.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the conference committee, the B14s clarify that a prescription benefit, part of a health benefit plan, determines the reimbursement rates, specifies that the bill applies to contracts entered into or renewed on or after the effective date of the bill. The bill, SB 93B, requires insurance to provide reimbursement for up to 90-day supply of previously dispensed eligible prescription drugs in certain circumstances, which are specified in the bill.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the B14 amendments to Senate Bill 93B.
Senator Cruz moves to adopt the B14 amendments to Senate Bill 93B. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I read the bill over and over, and I didn't think the bill did what people said it did. I thought it was fine. I read the amendments over and over, and I think it's the same as the bill was before with the amendments, so I obviously have no problem with the amendment.
Madam Chair, are we going to discuss the fiscal after we move the amendment?
No, now okay. Is the time.
So I'm really puzzled because I have had the opportunity to work on this. I don't understand why, if the plan is, if the agreement is going to be that it will be the same cost that pharmacies, retail pharmacies, it's will be reimbursed at the same level that mail order pharmacies would be, which is the whole agreement that we reached and which is made clear in the amendment. And if it would only take place after contracts are renewed, or when contracts are renewed, why there is a fiscal for PEB and OWIP?
Well, and I can't answer that. And I don't think legislative fiscal is here.
No.
I'm going to say I agree with the senator. I think this fiscal is complete nonsense. And I think anybody that said it's going to be more expensive to issue 3 months of a drug than to issue 1 month three times, just doesn't understand the economics. And the only factor has to do with the extent to which people won't continue the whole 3 months, and that, I think, is a very small proportion for the kind of drugs we're talking about. I think this is completely crazy.
I agree. I mean, this doesn't mean it's going to have to go to Ways and Means, does it?
No, because the fiscal impact is anticipated to be minimal.
And
the passage of this bill could increase. And that could be if I don't know that the contracts don't, that the carriers don't change the formulary in the contracts. I mean, I don't have a...
Madam Chair, I would suggest that the experience will prove these numbers wrong, and then we're fine.
I mean, I'm not going to fuss about it too much, but I want to put on the record that I think the fiscal is nonsense, with all due respect to Ms. Toe and Providence and Moda. I just don't, and I'm assuming it's not actually 0.28% because that doesn't sound, the arithmetic doesn't work out for me that. I'm assuming it's 0.28 cents or something like that per month, or I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it's just not quite right. It doesn't really matter, Madam Chair. I think we're all agreeing that the amendment is a good one. It doesn't have to go to Ways and Means. We'll pass it, and it's not a huge fiscal, but I just think it's part of being intellectually honest about these things.
And we're asked, the committee assistant may send someone. Would...
Thank you, Patsy.
Okay. Should we be at ease or just... Yeah. Okay, we'll be at ease until we...
We can pass the amendment.
We can pass it.
Chair.
No.
I think we can keep going. This fiscal has been bantered back and forth amongst a whole lot of people, including the governor's office, et cetera, with the carriers. So is there any more discussion on the amendment, the B-14 amendments? Is there any opposition? Seeing none, they are adopted.
Okay, now I, yeah.
Right.
Madam Chair, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 8th and that the bill be further amended with the B-14 amendments and repassed.
Senator Cruz moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 8th and that the bill be further amended with the B-14 amendments and repassed. Is there any discussion? Yeah.
So the only thing we have to do in this case is if the Senate concurs, that ends the...
No, you guys are going to have to repass it. You'd have to repass it as well.
So the amendment would have to have both. I thought the amendment is that we create a conference committee report.
We just adopted this that you haven't passed, the A-14.
B.
No, I understand that. But the motion now, I didn't think the motion is around concurrence. I think the motion is to create a conference committee report that's submitted to both houses. Is that not...
Well,
Wait. Let's have it from the dais.
You're not changing the B version. You're just adding more language to what you didn't concur with on the House. So you're
changing the B version, aren't we?
Well, we're changing it because of the B-14s.
It'll create a C version.
Correct.
Right.
Which will be recommended to both houses.
But the Senate is saying we're okay with what the House did, as long as we adopt the 14th.
But the House didn't do that.
The House did amendments, and that's why we had to concur.
The Senate did not concur on what the House did.
I understand that. So we're creating a C version.
Yes. Right.
And that's not about concurring with the House action.
If you look at what...
I'm talking about the motion we're making here to carry forward.
If I understand...
Just a minute. Senator Cruz has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments. Now, this is the Senate, June 8th, and that the bill be further amended with the B-14 amendments. So we now are saying that we're going to concur on what you passed over, and we're also going to be adopting the B-14 amendments. You on the House side have already, had the June 8th, everything with the June 8th, but now you are going to need to take it to your floor because it has the B-14 amendments in it.
I'm asking what our motion is, and I understand that, as I remember, and I haven't checked this, that a conference committee creates a conference committee report.
Well, that's not what he said. Mr. Chair, this is a script that when we get the amendments, this is the script that Legislative Council gives us to put before the conference committee. So I'm not sure if in the past, I think what you're saying is the motion should be something about accepting the conference committee report.
Let's say we accept this, and then what's the motion on the action in the House? Is there going to be another motion like that?
No, you'll vote on...
The House hasn't passed the C version.
Right. No, but so you will if you agree.
If you vote aye for the motion that Representative Cruz just put on the table, you will be accepting it, and it will go to the C version.
And you will vote on it.
Huh? I'm sorry.
Go turn it off.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go off record. So let's recess and then Patsy get up here and. Okay, we're going to reconvene the conference committee on Senate Bill 93B. We have a motion on the floor that moves that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 8th and that the amendment be further amended with the B-14 amendments and repassed. Is there
and the bill be further amended.
Yeah. And that the bill be further amended with the B-14 amendments and repassed. Is there any other discussion? All right, those of the opinion that the Senate concur in the House amendments dated June 8th and that the bill be further amended with the B-14 amendments and repassed will say aye when their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Aye.
Senator Cruz?
Aye.
Representative Greenlee?
Aye.
Chair Monis Anderson?
Aye. Motion carries and I will carry it on the Senate side, and I had heard that Representative Lively would like to carry it on...
Lively's going to carry it.
Oh, you're going to carry it?
Green? No, Lively.
Lively's going to carry it on the House side. So, we're done for the day. I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 93B, and this meeting is adjourned. Conference committee,
don't
leave.
Don't go.
Conference committee, don't leave.
Don't go.
Adjourned.